This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says that he hopes his committee will approve Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court by the week of October 26th, setting up a final confirmation vote on the Senate floor 1 week before the November 3rd presidential election. President Donald Trump nominated Barrett Saturday to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Graham said that after Mr. Trump's announcement that his committee will hold 4 days of confirmation hearings the week of October 12th, and it would likely take another week to approve the nomination under committee rules. Graham said Barrett had called him and the Democratic leader on the committee, California Governor Dianne Feinstein, and he also said that he and Barrett had a pleasant conversation, and he congratulated her. Belarusian security forces detained dozens of protesters Saturday as crowds rallied in central Minsk, according to President Alexander Lukashenko, of rigging his month's elections. Belarus, a former Soviet republic and closely allied with Russia, has been rocked by massive street protests since Lukashenko and his claim of a landslide victory in the August 9th vote. He has denied rigging the election. Police say a right-wing rally and counter-protests in Portland, Oregon, have largely dispersed without serious violence on Saturday, though they are investigating an assault after one person who was documenting the event was pushed to the ground and kicked in the face. This is VOA News. It's not only in the United States where protests against racial injustice are part of the national conversation. A handful of American critics have taken note, too, using recent months' demonstrations and graphic images of police violence to denounce the country at the United Nations gathering of world leaders this year. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani invoked the killing of George Floyd, the black American man who died after a white police officer in Minneapolis pressed his knee against his neck, even as he reportedly said that he could not breathe. Floyd's death caught a video and set off a nationwide protest in support of Black Lives Matter. Rouhani said the scene was reminiscent of Iran's own experience and a quest for freedom and liberation. For domination, and that Duran instantly recognized the feet kneeling on the neck as the feet of arrogance on the neck of independent nations. Cuba and Venezuela also took jabs at the U.S., making specific references to the protests during words delivered to the U.N. General Assembly Council. London police clashed with demonstrators as they broke up a protest in Trafalgar Square against COVID-19 restrictions amid rising tensions over increased limits on everyday life on a government that tries to stem a sharp rise in infections. Officers moved into the iconic square after 3 hours of speeches in front of thousands of protesters waving placards opposing mandatory vaccinations and face mask requirements, as well as restrictions on civil liberties. Police said that they intervened because the demonstrators refused to comply with the very social distancing rules that they were there to protest. North Korea is now accusing South Korea of sending ships across the disputed sea boundary to find a body of a man recently killed by North Korean troops. The North Korean Central News Agency on Sunday warned the alleged intrusion could escalate tensions. South Korea said earlier that North Korea sent a message including a rare apology by leader Kim Jong-un under the shooting death of a South Korean government official found on a floating object in North Korean waters. Officials in Seoul say the 47-year-old was likely attempting to defect to North Korea. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.